Well, a Saudi civil rights group is calling for investigations into alleged abuses committed by the Saudi Interior Ministry under the pretext of fighting terrorism. The Saudi civil and political rights activists have accused the ministry of using torture against detainees. The rights group has called for a fact-finding committee to protect people's political rights against abuses under the pretext of maintaining security and fighting terrorism. The group says the Interior Ministry has been trying to damage the reputation of activists who reject oppression and injustice. Saudi Arabia has arrested thousands of people over the past years, accusing them of terrorist activities. Many of them still remain jailed without charge. The rights group says the prisoners are merely opposition activists demanding reforms. Well, for more on that, we are joined by Ali Al-Ahmad, director with the IJA, who is joining us from Washington. Sir, thank you very much for joining our broadcast. Now, what level of courage does it take for these activists to send an open letter to the Saudi king? I mean, is the situation bad enough that the danger of them being shut down, arrested, or abused themselves doesn't hinder them?
Well, the most of these activists are political prisoners for several times, and they have been arrested, some of them tortured, and they are going to face some of that oppression in the future. Some of them were also threatened with death. So these people have been doing this for a while, and they know the consequences, and they understand it, but they are courageous for the fact that they continue to do that and to push for reform and for accountability in a country where accountability does not exist. I just want to note that this organization and these activists, they have formed a group, but this is a group that's not registered, it's not allowed to register and to work and function and to have, for example, a headquarters. So this is only a collaboration of activists who started a website, and they are, I think, doing the right thing by pushing for rights of the people. In Saudi Arabia, the only people who have rights are the ruling family. The people of the country have no rights.
Now, Mr. Al-Ahmad, this unregistered group says in its letter, quote, "Those who impede reform have a role in the production of violence because the violent campaign did not begin until means of peaceful expression were stifled," end quote. Is this meant to be a warning to authorities to clean up their act?
Well, I think they are absolutely right that if in 1990, for example, the United States and the West pushed the Saudi monarchy to open up the political theater in that country, we would not have seen the violence which we see today, and we would not even see Al-Qaeda come to fruition. It is true that a lot, I would say a majority of those even members of Al-Qaeda, we did not choose this line unless, you know, if they had political vehicle, if they had the place to express themselves politically, even if it was for the extreme side. But because that country is suffocated, the people are not allowed to have a say in their government, violence is the result. So, yes, I think it's not a veiled threat. It's really the fact of the matter that because there is no space, no breathing space in that country, violence is the only mean for people to express themselves.
Now, sir, will the authorities now put in place a tougher crackdown on any person wanting reforms, or will the Saudi leadership finally come to the realization that its glory days of getting away with anything are over?
I don't think that the government has learned from its past mistake, and they will continue to defy reality and push people down. In the past few weeks, for example, we seen one of those young men who were in prison being killed in torture. And this in the past 3-4 years, the number of people who died in prison has increased by several folds. And the people who are in prison and are not put before a court or any process have been in the thousands. So the number of people who are being oppressed, banned, and fired and banned from travel and work and so on have increased the highest ever in the history of that nation. So we see a current that the government of Saudi Arabia, with the support of the Western nations, are continuing to oppress the people of that country, and I don't see any change in their policy.
Right. Mr. Al-Ahmed, Saudi Arabia is an absolute monarchy without an elected parliament that is fully run by Wahhabis, as you well know. Why does the West continue to support an undemocratic government that propagates the very form of faith that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and others sign on to?
Well, the United States really does not have a lot of love to the people in that country. That's why if you look at all the press conferences of U.S. officials where they talk about Saudi Arabia, you never hear the word people. And it has been, since World War II, that the U.S. policy has been to support the al-Saud rulers without conditions. They might sometimes raise some issues, but this is just for smokescreen. The reality of the matter, the U.S. policy is to support the al-Saud, continue to do that. And they have done that in Yemen. They are doing it now in Yemen, and they are doing it in other countries in the Middle East. There is an American love, if you would, to Middle East dictators. They don't like people who are in tune with their people, but they like people who are in tune with the U.S. interests, who are willing to give and sacrifice the sovereignty of their nations to American policymakers. And that's why they support them. And the Al-Saud are willing to make the U.S. politicians very happy.
Mr. Ali Al-Ahmed, director with the IGA, joining us there from Washington. Thank you very much for your insight.